Shabbat Shalom and welcome to this week's Living Torah. And no, this is a different shirt. Go back and look at it. Okay? Some of you keep track of what shirt I wear every week. And you need something to do, I guess. I'd like to have some more shirts, but they're in boxes somewhere in a storage building. So let's get right into this thing this morning. And a little bit of news out there. Of course, this everything could change overnight right now. John Bolton, the ambassador, former ambassador to the United Nations, is really putting a lot of pressure out there right now to say that Israel needs to come to the defense of the world. Israel needs to save the world by, you know, by bombing the nuclear sites in Iran. And there's limited time now. And since when did the world ask Israel to save anybody? You know. Of course, as I was talking to Paul Shirbo yesterday, actually I'm recording a day late right now. I'm trying to get this on the web tonight, but we've had all kinds of things going this week. But as I was talking to Paul yesterday on the Paul and Mike show on IFBN Radio, is that now what's kind of a setup is that if Israel does not go through with this with Iran, then if something happens in Iran and they get some nuclear weapons, of course it's Israel's fault because they didn't take care of the problem, okay? The other side of it is if Israel does something and starts some kind of a Middle East war, well, then they're the problem. So rock and a hard place, that would be an easy thing to get out of right now. Between a rock and a hard place, it's just the place that Israel is at today. But like I said, at any moment, everything could change if Israel does go in there, or if Iran is allowed to continue this nuclear site that they have. So a lot of other things that are going on. You guys, of course, keep up with the news as well as anybody, probably better than most people. So you know what's going on around us. Back to something I said last week about the linen. I don't know. I have no way of knowing how many of you went to their website and even looked at the things that they have to offer, the linen there. And I know that it's a little, it's pricey stuff. There's no doubt. It's linen, okay? But I talked to Kathy. She's still out of town. She'll be back, God willing, tomorrow night. Help. I need some help around here. So she's been with her mom here for the last was it been 2 years? No, it's only been about a week or so, 10 days, something like that. So, but I talked to her, when was it, yesterday, I guess it was, the day before, and asked her about, because we have the linen pillowcases that we purchased from